Blog Talk Radio.
That was it.
Gentlemen, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, early Merry Christmas, early Happy New Year. Let's cue up some music. Once I get back in the studio page, I clicked on the wrong button. Okay, here we are. Got the studio back. There we go. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If I could talk right, I can't even talk right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our last episode of 2022. We'll be back next year. It's our Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. End of the year. Happy New Year episode. Let's bring him on, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host. Some people say he's mad. Some people say he's a Viking. We just love to refer to him as Mad Viking.
I got a rock.
You know, I've got to say, this is Paragon Radio. I'm your host, Pogo Man. We decorated the Paragon Radio new satellite. I'm so excited for the holidays because we're getting 2 weeks off. Oh, my God. The intern bots are jumping around, yelling at me. They're going, you forgot the full intro. They're typing on, okay, you happy now? Serve the, yes. Go around. They're serving eggnogs and Christmas cookies to everybody in attendance. No, don't give that one to Alan. Give him the regular eggnog. No, he's too young for that one. No, right, yes, that one. Okay. I don't need a drunken teddy bear running around with all his superpowers. We don't need that. He'll be staggering around the place. Yes, you have your choice of plain and loaded. Yes, when the intern bots come around, let them know what you prefer.
What a year.
What a year we've had. We did have a rain sighting, and then the drought started again.
I'm always the optimist. I think she will show up.
Yes. I didn't say she wasn't. It's just she hasn't been here. I just, you know, it's very subtle how it happens, if you notice. If she's here, she doesn't announce she's leaving. It's just, it's like when Batman is talking to Commissioner Gordon. And it's always when Commissioner Gordon turns his back. Or he looks down for a second to get something. You know, it's like Batman suddenly kicks the desk and his pen drops. Oh, I dropped something. And that's when he disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Jump.
Wrong. Okay.
I don't get this. It's always... City of Heroes. Let's do a roll call. We have the Fairy Godfather joining us in the distance. He's just jamming out. I don't know if he knows we're not playing mute. Well, we are playing Charlie Brown, but this is a talk show. But it's all right. Do what you want to do. Have fun tonight. Man, this is our end of the year party.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Alan.
And hopefully I won't get yanked away like last time.
That's right. And I got a little surprise for everybody for later on. Back by popular demand, the Holiday Chef is going to be back. God help us. You're going to be in the kitchen. Hopefully this time, I don't know.
And we were doing our research for tonight, and Pogo got some bad news.
I do?
Yeah. We got an update from City of Ship of Heroes.
Well, that could be good news. So those people who have been hoarding their liquor waiting for us to have an update, let's get to it.
It is a drinking game.
You people have been dry for over a month going, when are we going to drink? I haven't drank in over a month. So this could be good news. People have been, I haven't had a drink since Thanksgiving.
All right, explain for those who are first-time listeners.
All right, the writer of these updates likes to put a hyphen where a hyphen, one, does not, should not, never needs to go. Every time Mad Viking points out one of these hyphens, I go, when you hear that sound, you take a drink.
Or any kind of grammatical error.
Right, every time we point out, anything like that we point out, you take a drink of your preferred alcohol beverage, a shot of whatever, strong alcohol, or a big swig of beer, ale, anything like that.
It was one night here. I think someone had alcohol poisoning.
I had a gallon of rum. Where'd all the rum go?
Why is the rum gone? Because I did an update.
There's 27 computer screens in front of me. Yes, okay. What's funny is it reminds me there's an event in War of the Rings Online. They do a pub crawl. Mm-hmm. And after a while, your screen looks fuzzy. They actually make the screen look like you've been drinking. It's the funniest thing. I'm like, holy crap. Me and Susie the Elf, we used to play together. And she goes, I have way out of this. Like, really? How? She had teleportation things. For whatever class, I forget what class she played, but she was able to get teleportation. Like, you know how we have them for different places in Champions Online? She was able to get them. Her class was allowed to get them for different places. So she go, let me ride ahead. I'll teleport you to the next pub. Great, thanks.
Should we get it out of the way?
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. Let's do this now. Let's just get it out of the way, and then people have a chance to sober up before the show's over.
Okay. All right, we go to Ship of Heroes. This update came last Tuesday.
It came out last Tuesday, right? Of course, they couldn't do it during the show. So
there we go. And they're talking about
No, I just want to check the volume. Yeah, okay. No wonder. Yeah, I'm sitting here going, why are you coming in so low? Hold on. My volume's only at 33%.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Now I can hear you. It sounds like you're whispering across the room. There you go. All right.
I said it to Gilbert Gottfried now.
That's right. All right. There we go. Now we're at full volume. All right.
Okay. And Ship of Heroes is talking about new character faces for heroes.
Oh,
here we go.
Okay. All right.
The Ship of Heroes character creator, CCT. Wait a minute. Character creator, but yet there's a T on the abbreviation. Where's the T?
All right. If you're going to make an acronym, make it right.
All right. Offers an amazing depth of customization. You can readily create unique characters using face and body morphs, and through a mix -and -match.
That's two. Three.
Costume system. And now you'll have access to beautiful presets to start from without losing any of the freedom of the CCT's morphs. There's no T.
That's four. Sorry about that. That's four. That counts as one, so that's four altogether so far.
Before, all preset faces were displayed with the same default settings that did not highlight the unique potential of each face. Now the CCT...
five.
...includes 114 distinct head presets with hair, eyes, eyebrows, and lipstick or facial hair. So each one is a unique and interesting person. Okay, scroll. These preset looks can easily be altered with a few simple changes such as hairstyle, hair color, skin color, eye color, eyebrows, or facial hair. Says the Ship of Heroes character stylist. It has been fun to see the variety of beautiful looks that have been created with the CCT.
God damn it. We're up to six now.
Most surprising is how all the prominent features of the head, hair, eyes, eyebrows, skin color, can be switched.
Let me
clarify that. Head, hair, those are right. Eyes, comma, eyebrows, comma, skin color, comma, can be switched. That last comma is wrong.
Seven. Oh, good Lord.
Do almost anything on any head and deliver other beautiful but distinct looks. To create a completely new look, you harness the power of morphs from any preset appearance, radically altering it. The power of morph.
I was going to say, by the power of morphs, I have
the
power.
I will say, one of these faces, it's a dead ringer for Evan Brooks. It is a dead ringer. I got to remember to show
for
that,
Hold on. For that alone.
Well, that's a good thing. All right. For those who do not enjoy manually perfecting the look of their creator, of their character, that's me. That's me saying it. Perfect the look of their character, creating a character with randomizers is the answer. Randomizers were first revealed in October 2019. Our randomizers now take presets into account to generate better random combinations. Spend exactly as much time as you want on creating a cool hero. Of course, the head is not the only thing players can customize. The height, silhouette, and body types can also be changed through a variety of powerful morphs. A costume compromised up to composed of up to seven pieces that can be mixed and matched, this time no hyphens, will complete your unique look. Each piece can be recolored with multiple colors. We always have a strong character creation tool. Oh, they finally added the tool.
Oh, that's what the T is for.
Yeah.
Oh, now they added the tool. That makes more sense, you moron. Oh.
Now we're polishing it to be launch hyphen ready.
God damn it. Correct.
In the next few months, you can expect upgrades to other aspects of the game as well as a Steam store page. They're going to Steam. We're eager to show some of the new mission maps, world locations, NPCs, and the deep, engaging story that makes Ship of Heroes so exciting to explore. Stay tuned. Should I even bother reading the technical notes?
Mm-mm. Do you want to?
Well, they're short this time.
Okay.
In Ship of Heroes, there is no connection at all between the look or appearance of your character and their powers, archetype, or stats. You are in control of the story of your character. Want to make a hulking armored healer or a tiny tanker? You can, and people will admire your creativity. Looks and costume files can be saved, and people will admire your creativity. They use the same five words twice in these bullet points.
Which words were those?
People will admire your creativity.
Huh.
That's
you
nothing
know what's
wrong.
True.
It's just
but it's a lack of creativity on their part.
All right. A character can have an entire wardrobe of costumes and switch between them. Oh, God, there goes Rain. We have nearly doubled the number of costume pieces recently, including access to more civilian clothes. You can write your character story to be viewed by other players in hyphen game. Okay, that's right. In game, there is a hyphen in that one.
In game is right. In game gets a hyphen. Right.
Okay. You can change your character's look, costume, and story at any point without losing progress or resources. And that
will people admire their will people admire their creativity?
But that's it.
Okay.
It took eight times saying CCT. We finally got to the T part, meaning tool. And even Abertera's going, can CCT stand for customizer template? Nope, it was tool. Has anyone ever wrote that with a tool?
Well. There we go. And
Marticus goes, what did I miss? Eight drinks. That's what you missed. Eight drinks.
I thought we got to 10. Eight drinks are. Eight drinks.
You're right.
Of
yeah.
10. 10.
And Amber and Sarah probably has her red wine ready. There you go. And we have nothing for City of Titans.
Oh. And that's it.
Yep, and on both games on Champions and City of Heroes, the winter event is up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And just an update here for those who happened, what the hell was Matt doing last week? We were getting the new website and stream ready. So if you want to listen to Dawn Radio, you now go to dawnradio.dj-fritz, that was a deliberate, .com.
You know, when you call it Fritz, I think of the scene, a couple of scenes from Django Unchained. When Dr. Schultz, you know, this is my horse Fritz, and Fritz bows. This is our website, Fritz. Oh, it bows.
Yeah, but, some things you have to take care of right there and then, and that was a situation where I had to get going.
Well, yeah, you had to. I just want to say this for people. Growing up, like me and Mad, we watched a really cool holiday special from Jim Henson's in the Muppet Workshop. Emma Dotter's Jug Band Christmas. You have to see it. Trust me, it's a really cool Muppets special. It's narrated by Kermit the Frog. None of the other Muppets that you know from, like, the Muppet Show are in it, but it's a really cool Christmas special, especially when you were a kid. And for nostalgia's sake, we were disappointed when it used to be on HBO. It got pulled. We don't know why. Years later, as we were adults, I was searching for it, found out it was available limitedly on Amazon. And then, it was available for, a week, and they had a limited run, and by the time I went to buy it, gone. Are you kidding me? And that was it. People who have Amazon Prime memberships, this is important, because you get Prime Video. It's there. You could watch it. It's in my favorites. I'm watching it tomorrow night.
You hope.
No, it's there. Oh, no. It's there. It's in my favorites. It's part of the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
It's there. It's there. As long as you have a Prime membership, it's there. So. It's one of those cool ass.
Well, let's see. We got the updates. So now you get to have fun reading articles before it is that time once again.
That's right. All right. Let's see what we got here. Let's go back. All right. So last Tuesday, Superhero Hype had a 2022 Holiday Gift Guide. So let's go through some, if you're running out of some ideas for your, let's say geek, nerd, genre like us, fan. Let's say you're a Star Trek fan. So Star Trek. Let's say you're a Star Trek fan, the original series. Well, it's not the original series. It's the original motion picture and 6-movie collection. It's a 4K UHD and Blu-ray and digital copy set. Well, it'll set you back just a pretty penny. Not too bad. $88.57. Okay. Let's say, somebody like me who's a huge Batman fan. Well, the Long Hot Batman, the Long Halloween from DCU is now available 4K Ultra HD or 4K UHD. It's deluxe edition, and it's $38.49. It's possibly the best. I have. You know what's funny? I haven't seen it yet, and it's available on HBO Max. And it's possibly the best animated movie since Mask of the Phantasm and The Long Halloween depicts Batman as comics fans know him best. I'm reading the description. Driven staunchly, virtuous, often discouraged, but determined to beat back the darkness as much as any one man can. Facing a whole host of classic villains and a mysterious serial killer during his early days under the cowl, this adventure makes a fine companion piece to The Batman, which may seem like more obvious holiday gifts. Previously sold in two parts, it's finally viewable as a complete film. Okay. Let's say you have somebody who loves the Jurassic movies. Well, get ready for this one. The Jurassic World Ultimate Collection. It's all six movies in one collection, 4K Ultra, HD Digital, and it'll only set you back $59.99. Now think about it. For that price, it's like $10, just a smidge, like a penny under, $10 a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say you're a fan who loves the Westworld series from HBO Max. I've never seen any of them. Mm. The complete fourth season is now available on 4K, UHD, Blu-ray, digital code. Wow, $49.99. Okay, apparently Halo Season 1, I don't know what, let's say you're a hardcore gamer, and they saw Season 1, they loved it. Limited edition Steelbook, limited edition 4K Steelbook edition, $49.99. Oh! Let's say you have a hardcore, diehard Game of Thrones fan. You get the complete collection in 4K, UHD, and digital copy for the low price of $124.99. Maybe if they redid the last season. Okay, let's say you have a fan of the Arrowverse, or as I call it, this DCW. Superman and Lois, the complete second season on Blu-ray, digital code, $21.69. That's more like it. Okay, then, let's just say you have a fan of movies. Sony Pictures Classics, 30th Anniversary, 4K Ultra HD Collection for $174.93. I have no idea how they came up with that price. But you'll get movies like the fantasy-adjacent favorites like Guillermo del Toro's The Devil's Backbone, The City of Lost Children, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Synecdoche, I hope I'm saying that right, New York, Run Lola Run, and there's supposed to be more. Oh, let's say you're a fan of Bill and Ted.
Right.
This price might be better. Okay, so it's a three-film collection, Blu-ray and digital code. You're going to get Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and the one I haven't seen yet. I don't even know if it was on anything. Bill and Ted's Face the Music. You're going to get all three films. It's a Blu-ray and digital, and it says BD. I don't know. For $15.99. And that averages out to just over $5 per movie. There you go. Oh. Now, what's funny, now, Back to the Future, the Ultimate Trilogy, 4K Ultra HD, $34.95. Now, this is funny. 1985 is now longer ago than 1955 was in 1985, which is true. So while the Back to the Future saga is while the saga's depiction of 2015 is completely dated, its alternate dark timeline, 1985, looks mighty close to 2020. Still, nobody has to get all the references to enjoy the near-perfect trilogy. I mean, what kid today has ever heard of Pepsi Free? Because they are so densely packed, and every plot point pays off. Enjoy again, or for the first time, with an hour of new bonus features and UHD remaster. Okay, so those are the movies. Now, if you want, I could go to the Holiday Gift Guide for Toys and Collectibles if you want.
Yeah, we got time.
Okay. First off, Marvel Legends presents Marvel Legends series Venom multi-pack 6-inch scale collectibles, action figure toys, 6 accessories, Amazon exclusive for $77.99. You're going to get Venom, Agony, and Riot make up this Amazon exclusive set to help build out your symbiote army, all claws and grinning fangs. These symbiotes might like to make your brain a tasty snack, but at least Eddie Brock retains some semblance of humanity with that alternate head. Until Tom Hardy signs off on his likeness, this might be the best Venom set out there. Ooh. Okay, Lego Optimus Prime 10302 building set for adults. It's $144.99. It's Lego's first officially licensed Transformer, and it actually transforms like the G1 toy, but you'll have to build it first. In robot form, he's fully poseable and comes with accessories like his trusty energy axe. Build and roll out. All right, next up, Star Wars Retro Collection Special Bounty Hunters 2-Pack, Dengar and IG-88 Toys, 3.75-inch scale Star Wars Empire Strikes Back figures. Amazon exclusives can be yours for the mere price of $24.99. Ooh. Mm. Tamashii Nations, Godzilla vs. Kong 2021, Kong. Event exclusive color edition Bandai Spirits SH Monster Arts figures with exclusive white shadow effects and red stains. This Kong comes ready to fight, includes mini heave vehicles, Godzilla sparked axe, and the severed head of Mecha Godzilla. Not only that, it comes with two additional heads. A couple of different, I don't know what their feet, a couple of different feet, a couple of different hands. I'm trying to see how many different parts come. 3, 4. I'm counting them off here. 3. 12 different parts altogether. Take a wild guess how much this is all could be yours for.
$200.
Way less.
$100.
Slightly less.
$75.
A little bit more.
$80.
A little bit more.
$85.
A little bit more.
$90.
Yes, it could all be yours for $90. Ooh. Next up, something that looks pretty cool for me. The McFarlane Toys DC Multiverse Multipack Bat Family 5-Pack. Grab 5 figures at once. It's a $100 value. And get the whole Bat family in their crime-fighting gear. Batman comes in a new exclusive blue and gray deco, while this Batgirl hasn't been available since the Build-A-Batmobile initial wave. Red Hood includes masked and unmasked heads. A rarity in the line. Throwing Robin and Nightwing, and the whole brood's here, ready to brood, as it were, and fight. This could all be yours for $73.49.
Mm.
That's like $14 a figure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this next one. The Batman Who Laughs Rising cooperative board game featuring DC Comics heroes and villains. Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Hawk Girl, Batman, Harley Quinn, The Flash, and Cyborg. And this is a licensed Batman game. DC's favorite new villain, a crazed Bruce Wayne infected with Joker venom, seeks to unleash Barbados and all the villains of the Dark Multiverse. In this board game, players must work together to build up a team of heroes and allies to stop him. Suggested for 1 to 4 players ages 15 and up. The game also includes an exclusive miniature collectible figurine of the Bat-Villain and 3 of his infected evil Robins. Okay, we're not done yet. Oh, good Lord. Mondo Tees, T-E-E-S, Masters of the Universe, Hordak, 1/6 scale collectible figure. It's rare to find a Mondo Toys figure in the wild for less than the original retail price, especially one as in demand as Hordak. Now that She-Ra's started shipping, many collectors may decide anew that they need her arch nemesis. If that's you, or if you are waiting for a lower price, This deal has the power and, well, not honor, exactly. Hordak hates the very concept. You won't believe how much this one's going for.
$90.
No, more than that.
$120.
Oh, no, more.
$150.
Uh-uh.
$200.
A little bit more.
$250.
Less.
$225.
I'll tell you how much. We're going to give you tonight. I feel like I'm on the shop now, the QVC.
I was thinking
shopping
price is right, but yeah.
We're going to give it to you tonight for the low price of $218.88. Where are they coming up with these prices? All right. You're going to like this one. Wolverine Marvel 112 Collective Deluxe Steel Box Edition Figure. Sneaked! Mezco 6-inch Wolverine figure comes with 8 different heads, a light-up Sentinel base, multiple hands with metal and bone claws, and several air-slashing effects, all packed neatly into a metal tin. It's hard to make fabric look right on a muscular body at 1/12 scale, but somehow
okay.
Mezco worked miracles. You could take a guess on that one. Okay, I'm back. Take a guess on the price.
100.
A little bit higher.
150.
Lower.
125.
It comes in at the price of $122.79. Where are they coming up with these odd numbers? Just make it round bigger. It's just ridiculous. All right. Super 7, Transformers, Ultimates, Ghost of Starscream. I guess he died. 7-inch action figure. Super 7 figures rarely go for this low. So grab Starscream while you can. This Ghost variant features translucent parts with glittery deco, alternate heads and hands, and is based on the animated version, fully articulated but not transforming. It'll make your Transformers display even more devious. Now remember, I did say the price is very low.
$30.
A smidge lower. Just a smidge, smidge lower. I said a smidge lower than 30. Why are you going higher?
Oh, 28.
Very close. 28, 25.
Well, it is canon. G1 and Beast Wars, that Starscream died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the ghost of Starscream possesses Waspinator.
Oh. So they may. Oh, God. Last one for tonight. Hold on.
All right.
Sorry. Trying to eat my dinner while doing the show doesn't work. Sorry about that, guys. Oh, God.
Wrong pipe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Oh, God. Okay. This is from the boys. Starlight. Ultimate 7-inch action figure. Whether your intended recipient loves superhero action figures or just lifelike replicas of gorgeous actresses, this sounds so wrong. This fully articulated figure of Erin Moriarty's Starlight fits the bill. One of her alternate heads features eyes that light up a room. The other features a smile that does. If you don't mind that Nika won't be making the rest of the boys, this is a great price. It comes with, I'm trying to see what this, two alternate hands that look like fists, the head that lights up, the glowing eyes, and alternate, oh, I see. It comes with alternate bracelets that you could put on when you put the fist on, the arm greaves or whatever. Okay, take a guess how much it is.
50.
Lower.
40.
Lower.
30.
Lower.
20.
Higher.
25.
Smidge higher. Smidge.
26.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get where are they coming up with these prices. That's why I don't get. But okay, so those are your holiday movie, TV, and toy guides from Superhero Hype. These are the creme de la creme. This is what they picked out.
Well, they didn't have an articulate Power Girl, which would have...
Yeah, apparently. Okay, so... Okay, so, on to more news. Amazon Prime Video officially orders a God of War series. Earlier this year, word broke that Amazon Prime Video was developing a new live-action show based on Sony's God of War games. Now it's official. Via The Hollywood Reporter, the God of War series is going forward. The first God of War game debuted on PlayStation 2 in 2005, and it introduced gamers to Kratos, a Spartan warrior out for revenge on Ares, the Greek god of war. Kratos defeated Ares and claimed his place in Olympus as the new god of war. But Kratos was eventually drawn into a devastating conflict with Zeus in the ensuing sequels. According to THR, the series will sidestep that backstory and jump to the events depicted in the 2018 game, which re-envisioned Kratos as the father of a young boy, Atreus, in the realm of the Norse gods. When his beloved wife dies, Kratos sets off on a dangerous journey with his estranged son to spread her ashes from the highest peak. His wife's final wish. Kratos soon realizes the journey is an epic quest in disguise, one which will test the bonds between father and son and force Kratos to battle new gods and monsters for the fate of the world. Mark Fergus and Hawk Ostby, whose credits include the original Iron Man and The Expanse, will write and executive produce the series. Rafe Judkins of The Wheel of Time will be the showrunner and executive produced the series alongside Fergus and Ostby. Amazon Studios, Sony Pictures Television, PlayStation Productions, and God of War developer Santa Monica Studio will produce the series.
All right.
There you go. All right, just some time. Okay, so the CW have now set premiere dates for Gotham Knights and Superman and Lois. While the CW's Arrowverse franchise isn't the sprawling hub of DC content that it was just a few years ago, there's still a handful of ways for viewers to get their superhero fix on the network. And two of them just set premiere dates for next March. Via Deadline, Superman and Lois will return for its third season on Tuesday, March 14th, 2023 at 8 p.m. It will be followed by their premiere of the CW newest DC series, Gotham Knights, which kicks off at 9 p.m. on the same night. You could also check out, there's images. Okay. The new season of Superman Lois picks up a few weeks after the event of the season 2 finale, which saw Clark Kent, Superman, defeat Ally Alston and her cult of inverse society members. Following his victory, Clark and Lois Lane are settling into their new small town digs at the Smallville Gazette, but it isn't long before new threats darken their doorstep. During an undercover assignment, Lois learns of a new deadly foe that could change her family forever. And whoever it is, not even Clark might be able to stop it. The new season will also take a closer look at Sophia Hasmick's Chrissy Beppo, who struggles to balance a mysterious new love interest with her own friendship with Lois. Season 3 will also introduce Michael Bishop as the new Jonathan Kent after Jordan Elsis exited the series earlier this year. As his brother Jordan is one step closer to becoming a superhero, Jonathan will attempt to find his own calling in life beyond football stardom. Plus, fans will catch up with Lowell Park's John Henry, who chafes under the weight of his doppelganger's troubling past. This ultimately leads to dire consequences for himself and his daughter, Natalie. Meanwhile, Lana Lang, and her husband Kyle will redefine their family in the wake of their recent separation, but their daughter Sarah is more interested in exploring what the future holds for her and Jordan now that she knows about his powers. Finally, Lois's father, General Sam Lane, will reclaim his position at the Department of Defense. Unfortunately, he encounters a new conflict while working with his grandson, Jordan. And a lot of fans still aren't sold on Gotham Knights due to its melodramatic, teen-centric premise. Regardless, the CW has already committed to at least one season of the show, which stars Oscar Morgan as Turner Hayes, the adopted son of Bruce Wayne. When his father is suddenly killed, Turner and the children of Batman's deadliest enemies are framed for the murder. With this, they set out to clear their names and become Gotham's new defenders. The show also features Misha Collins as Harvey Dent. Collins also shares a video to confirm the series premiere date. Well, there you go. So March 14th. We have to wait till March 14th for the new shows to come back. And news from the new regime of DC with their movies and all that from James Gunn. So between Wonder Woman 3's cancellation and Henry Cavill's Superman exit, all signs are pointing to DC starting a brand new cinematic universe with co-CEOs James Gunn and Peter Safran guiding the ship. But even as they continue to chart the franchise's future, Warner Brothers still has a few movies hitting theaters next year, featuring established DCEU heroes, including The Flash and Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom. However, the studio is in the process of cutting down on the former film's ties to any lingering Snyderverse canon. The Hollywood Reporter brings word that Cavill and Gal Gadot both shot cameos for The Flash, but in light of recent events, their scenes have been left on the cutting room floor. The report doesn't say when Cavill and Gadot filmed their Flash cameos, but according to THR sources, Cavill earned $250,000 for his work on the movie, the same amount of money he was paid to appear in Black Adam earlier this year. We already knew that Cavill owed his short-lived Superman comeback to Black Adam star Dwayne Johnson, who personally lobbied for the star for the actor to show up in the film's mid-credit scene. Subsequently, WB co-chiefs Michael DeLuca and Pam Abdy began developing a proper follow-up to Man of Steel. They even commissioned a treatment from Peaky Blinders creator Steven Knight, which reportedly featured Brainiac as the main villain. All this happened before Gunn and Safran began finalizing their own plans for DC. So far, this includes a new Superman movie that centers on a younger version of the character, effectively ruling out Cavill's return. It also presumably dashes Johnson's hopes for a big screen brawl between their respective characters. Given Black Adam's disappointing financial performance, the chances of Johnson returning to the DC Universe have been called into question as well. Earlier this week, Cavill confirmed that he would no longer play Superman in any upcoming DC productions. As for Gadot, she has yet to directly comment on the recent news surrounding Wonder Woman 3, but director Patty Jenkins released a statement claiming that she never walked away from the sequel. So it looks like, why do I have a feeling that Ezra Miller is going to be kept around because he's younger after all the shit he's been through, and Henry Cavill and Gal Gadot were shown the door?
I don't know.
does it seem that way?
Well, couldn't tell you on that one. But I did find out something here. There is an upcoming movie. Now, we've talked before about Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. That has not came out
yes.
yet.
Yeah. When the hell is it coming out? Maybe you found
next
out.
Next year.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a movie that's going to come out before that. A horror comedy of, and it's titled The Mean One.
It is
a horror parody of The Grinch.
The Grinch.
Live action.
Oh, shit. Go on.
Let me read the Wikipedia, what it says here. Here we go. Directed by Steve LaMorte, written by Flip and Finn Kobler. It is a horror parody of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, starring David Howard Thornton as the Grinch, with Kristen Martin, Chase Mullins, John Bingham, Eric Baker, Flip Kobler, and Amy Schumacher in supporting roles. It follows a young woman. I'm guessing that's Cindy Who.
Right.
And she goes on a mission to defend her town from a green homicidal humanoid creature who goes on a murderous rampage during the holiday season. Because the film is an unauthorized parody, it never uses the language of the original book.
Right, right, right. When does it come out?
December. Film was released December 9th to overwhelmingly negative reviews from critics.
Oh, it came out already?
Yeah.
I never even heard of it. What was it called? Your Mean One? Or The Mean One?
The Mean One.
Hold on. To IMDb, I'm going. You know I can't resist when we do this shit.
Yep. Here we go. Let's see. The reception. They already have it there. On the review aggregator website, Rotten Tomatoes, it has an approval rating of 24% based on 17 reviews.
I was going to say it's got to be low. Okay. On IMDb, you have 252 reviews. It's got a 4.2 out of 10. Oh, my God. What's funny is Violent Night, you know, the one that's supposed to be like Die Hard and Home Alone mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she calls for Santa Claus is all violent. That got a 7.1 out of 10. I want to see that movie.
And like I said, The Grinch came out before Winnie the Pooh.
Hold on. Oh, my God. There's a picture of him. It mm-hmm. actually looks like the Grinch with like a devilish smile, like grin, like his, like he's showing all his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
He actually looks like him, though.
All right, so we get A for accuracy of looks.
Yeah. So. I mean, I don't. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to go to the cast.
Oh, Silver Egret okay. goes, apparently the ones who are making that Winnie the Pooh movie is planning on making a Bambi horror movie and Peter Pan.
Yeah, there. Hold on. Is it going to be Bambi meets Godzilla? Oh. Okay. I'm just looking at the titles of the reviews. Dr. Seuss is rolling in his grave right now. Somebody gave a 9. Best Christmas horror, best Christmas horror parody movie. David Howard Thornton as the Green One is the best aspect. Okay. Time to Roast the Beast. Average depending on your taste. All right, hold on. Really stupid yet really fun. That's actually he's perfect as monsters. Liked and disliked it. Okay. This is bad, but an absolute must watch for those who enjoy bad horror films. Bump in the Night. Awful. Dr. Seuss rolling in his grave. Hallmark plus horror equals, the places you'll go. They gave that one a 10 out. That one got a 10 out of 10. Average opinion. Somebody said, go watch The Mean One. Oh, there's only 15 reviews. Okay. I don't want to ruin it, but. There's a way to go watch this.
Oh, there's another. There's another one being made. Arthur Malediction, a similar horror film also based on a children's. Arthur as in PBS Arthur? The guy with the kid with the glasses?
Okay. Amy Schumacher plays the mayor.
Yeah.
Christy Martin plays Cindy. They don't use the last names. There's an officer. Couple of sheriffs. There's Doc. There's a character named Lou. Christopher Sanders is the narrator. There's a young Cindy, an EMT, a Martha. Yeah, there's no last name, so.
Okay, the Arthur is actually based off the children's books Arthur by L.U.C. Luke Besson and a spinoff to a trilogy?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Here, according to IMDb, ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
This is about The Mean One. In a sleepy mountain town, Cindy has her parents murdered and her Christmas stolen by a bloodthirsty green figure in a red Santa suit. Huh? Oh, there's a trailer for it. Hold on. I'm taking my headset off. I'll be right back in a minute and a half.
Okay. Jesus. All right, so let's see. We got Winnie the Pooh. We got the Grinch. We're expecting now Bambi, Peter Pan, Arthur from the French books. And Corda Silva, Egret, the final Five Nights at Freddy's. And we can hear him looking at this thing. Oh my God! We talked about Winnie the Pooh, and they said, you know, and they show there is a grave for Eeyore. You know, I still have that image in my head of go ahead and eat me. Nobody cares.
A spokesman.
There's just noise.
No, there's not.
What is it?
Mean one. He's elusive. He's a mean one.
I'm not going to be a victim anymore. Time to roast this beast.
Of course, the other one I also saw, Cocaine Bear. Basically, a bear eats a block of cocaine and goes on a killing spree.
Okay, just watch it.
All right.
It's not Whoville. It's not Whoville. It's Newville. And every time they're about to say his name, they go, "You're a mean one, mister." They cut away. They go, 20 years ago, she got her Christmas stolen.
And Mordecai goes, remind me again how we get a Winnie the Pooh horror flick and no live-action Black Cauldron.
Yeah, he's got a point. Well, Black Cauldron, isn't that owned by Disney?
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, and before the counter, remember, Winnie the Pooh
is public.
Yeah, got it to public domain in 2021.
Right, Black Cauldron is just Disney's adaptation of that story. So
that is something to find out. We don't have the time.
I was going to say, what's
going to be for 2023 public domain?
Oh, yeah. It's just their version of you can't look it up?
I'm checking right now.
Damn, I want to see this mean one.
Public domain in 2023.
I can't wait for that to go on. I can't wait to see this mean one. I'm surprised we never heard of it. In all the time I did research, that never popped up on our radar. How the hell did that one Holy crap.
The Hardy Boys.
Matt and Jeff?
Metropolis. The original sci-fi becomes...
Wait. By Hardy Boys, do you mean the detectives or Matt and Jeff?
Yeah. Hardy? No. The detectives.
Okay. oh, good Lord. Here they come.
It's that time. Matt, yeah.
They're wearing red and white Santa robes. You guys look ridiculous. And one of them has a red ball on their nose that's glowing and blinking, and he's laughing. All right. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, yeah, go bring him more cookies than that. Oh, you were drinking. How are you affected by alcohol? You simulated alcohol. Give me that book. Yes, all right. They went to the tone.
Ice cream, we all scream for ice cream becomes public domain.
That phrase? I didn't even know. I didn't know. Like,
yeah, there's a
who
song.
Got,
I scream, you scream.
Oh, the song.
Scream.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought that was public domain. I didn't know that was like.
Yeah, it is now. Me and My Shadow, My Blue Heaven, Old Man River.
Old Man River. What about
the original
that old
Sherlock Holmes? Yeah.
That old Jamaican Moon?
No.
I have a question.
Well, it's
I
that
have
time.
I have a question, though, before we start.
All
right. About that old Jamaican Moon. Why is that old Jamaican mooning us?
I don't know.
What the hell will you do to him, that pervert? I have the collection of the original Sherlock Holmes stories. I just never got around to read. Oh, my God.
Oh my God. I just saw one of the books.
No. Not only am I AFK, I got booted from the game.
Ah.
Thanks.
But I just saw one of the... But I'll read some of the other books before I get to the one major controversial one.
Okay.
Metropolis. Notable films. I'm sorry. These are films. Metropolis.
Okay.
Chicago.
Uh-huh.
The first one. The original Jazz Singer.
All right.
Way back in... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Casey at the Bat, Tarzan and the Golden Lion. But here's the most controversial one of them all. Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Becomes public domain? Really?
The movie, yes.
Ooh.
There is going to be hell coming up.
Wow.
Of all movies.
Wow. Okay. They've gone to the tomb. They've got me the tome for the last time this year. For the last time in 2022. This is the second tome, mind you. The second tome from the tomb, because there's three books in there. Okay. Through the years, we of the history of comic bookdom, there have been some most noteworthy villains. The Legion of Doom, the Injustice Society, Batman's group of villains, the Bat Villains, the Flash's Rogue Gallery, Spider-Man's group, what is the Sinister Six? The Sinister
yep.
Six, the Serpent Society, What do you call those guys? The Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Okay.
I was trying to think of them. Because they go against the X-Men all the time. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse with Apocalypse. Doctor Doom. Thanos. The Celestials, when they're bad guys. Darkseid. His whole family, whatever you call those guys. Mm-hmm. And then, we go on and on and on. Anybody who fights the Justice League, anybody who fights your favorite super group. And then we get to these guys. Let's just put it like this. If one of these guys is your nemesis, you need a major upgrade. They're oddball criminals from comic book history. They represent... The Legion of Regrettable Supervillains. And this week, we start with the Golden Age.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here we go. This is usually, oh, good Lord. This is an enemy of Hoppy, the Marvel Bunny.
Oh, no.
Sure this shouldn't be for Easter? Created by Chad Rothkopf. Debuted... In Fawcett's Funny, Fawcett's Funny Animals, number 32 of Fawcett Comics, October, November, 1942. Possible fates, stew, or a lucky charm. His quote, remember, I'm boss here from now on, is Captain Black Bunny, biggest, best, and unbeatable. I'm referring to none other than Captain Black Bunny. How sinister can a bunny be? It's a question not often grappled with. even in comics. On the other hand, where else could such a conundrum be unraveled but in comics? The explosive success of the superhero saw the motif cross over into other genres. Funny animal cartoons had been popular before the invention of the superhero, but once the capes and cloaks began to dominate the racks, cartoon critters received a mighty makeover. The original Captain Marvel was one of the most popular heroes of the Golden Age, eclipsing even Superman. Cap's brand spun off to other heroes in his quote-unquote family. Mary Marvel, Captain Marvel Jr., the trio of Lieutenant Marvels, and a funny animal version, Hoppy, the Captain Marvel bunny. Just as Cap faced off against the opposite number in the form of Black Adam, an ancient Egyptian lookalike boasting the same powers, Hoppy confronted his own villainous mirror image, Captain Black Bunny. He's pink, the same as all the other bunnies in Hoppy's idyllic wonderland, but he wears a jet black costume, which is adorable. He emerges from a violent crack in the ground right in front of Hoppy and his girlfriend Minnie. "Greetings, friends," he sneers. "Let me introduce you to the great, wonderful Captain Black Bunny, me." Having hopped out of the middle of the earth and accompanied by a cadre of wiry, pitchfork-wielding imps, Captain Black Bunny wastes no time. "I'm the big cheese now," he bellows, violently bopping one of the peaceful townfolk and demanding gold and jewels. This is a rabbit who prefers the stick to the carrot, obviously. Hoppy's return as the Shazam-powered alter ego of Captain Marvel Bunny results in a merry chase in which the speeding Captain Black Bunny easily dodges and eludes his pursuer. However, Captain Marvel Bunny discovers that Captain Black Bunny is a fake. His power of flight comes from rockets hidden in his boots. The discovery is enough to shake Captain Black Bunny's confidence. Captain Marvel Bunny then delivers a powerful and decisive blow, and Captain Black Bunny surrenders, sinking to his knees. He promises to go quietly. Of course, he still has his castle in the center of the earth and a small army of infernal creatures answering to his every command.
AFK. But
it's a smart bunny who knows when he's beaten. Nothing like a nefarious bunny, I tell you.
No relation to Bunny Night Friday.
No. I don't think he'll be making an appearance.
Oh.
Okay. Let me have a look. You know, it's really funny. We have twice as many Golden Age villains as we have anything else. All right. Next up, we go to the Silver Age. This one is an enemy of the glowing gladiator. Oh, good fucking lord. It's just the name of the hero that he's an enemy of. Created by Jim Steranko, Bob Powell, France Ed Heron, and Jack Sparling.
This villain debuted in Double Dare. It took four people
to do this one? Yeah. That's what's funny about it. It took four creators to make one villain. They must have sat around going, "Hey, I got an idea. I mean, let's work on this together. Let's put our heads together." Debuted in, well, you know why. Hold on. Debuted in Double Dare Adventures number 1. It's the first issue, so they had to make it good. Harvey Comics, December 1966. Cool or uncool? Totally boss. Positively Coolsville. Finger snaps. Okay? The quote, "I'm a cool cat with 900 lives." The name of the villain? Destiny. All right, the court's still out on this one. Let's continue reading and see what four people came up with.
Yeah.
prior to their renewed popularity in the mid-1960s, superheroes had been many things. By turns, they could be grim or outrageous, ordinary or mystical, satirical or deadpan. A few were even outright comical. What they had never been before was hip. When the Batman television show debuted in 1966, the fortunes of four-color crime fighters changed dramatically. With each Technicolor zoink, pow, or kablamo to cross America's TV screens, superheroes were increasingly allowed the liberty to embrace their swinging sides. And if heroes were encouraged to mine previously untapped veins of hipness, then why shouldn't villains too? This trend seems to be part of the idea behind Destiny, a horn-headed hater whose hepcat Argo belied his seemingly ordinary origins. In his first appearance, Destiny seemed to be very much a bog-standard bad guy armed with a few gimmicks. In the course of his quest for the lost magical pendant known as the Amulet of Hannibal, Destiny accidentally creates his own nemesis. He hires a jet-setting troubleshooter named Harry Barker from the classified ads and introduces him to the spirit of the legendary military figure Hannibal. The Carthaginian commander not only lends Barker his namesake amulet, but he also makes gifts of an enchanted Sword of Achilles, a gauntlet of golden spikes, which are in fact red, and a matching suit of golden armor, which is actually blue. Hannibal might have been colorblind. Taking the name the Glowing Gladiator, Barker then turns on his nefarious employer. Suddenly, Destiny embraces a new hip incarnation as Kooky Plotter of Strange Bits. Strange Bits. Destiny's dialogue now includes such turns of phrase as, "These waves from my newest invention are the greatest." They'll home in on the weak mortal part of his body, causing him to switch to his immortal glow glad roll and come hot rotten it after me. Huh? In the end, the gladiator has little to do with defeating Destiny. Instead, it's another Destiny, a cloaked female figure, this time who provides the hero with the means to beat the horn-headed hipster. The victory was probably meant to be temporary, with the evil Destiny bragging that he has 900 lives. That may be the case, but both Destinies and the heroic gladiator met a more permanent fate, the cancellation of their book. That's it, Daddy-O. And now, oh, good Lord, we go to the modern age. God help us. Okay, this one is an enemy of a character called The Brute, created by Gary Friedrich and Alan Weiss. Debuted in The Brute number 3 from Atlas Seaboard Comics, July 1975. Not to be confused with Dr. Doom, the Night Stalker, or a celery stalk.
Oh,
the
no.
Quote, be wise. What?
I think I know this one. And you're AFK.
Be wise. The quote, be wise. Leave this task to a being superior to you. You want to take a guess?
No, you say it.
The villain, Doomstalker. Oh, he knows this one. It's come back. Ooh. It's come back to haunt him. Doomstalker's sole appearance was in the final issue of The Brute, a comic published by 1970s upstart Atlas Comics, called Atlas Seaboard by most aficionados. For 3 issues, The Brute followed the adventures of its prehistoric blue-skinned protagonist. For the most part, The Brute was guileless and innocent. When riled, however, he became a legitimate menace. Plus, he definitely killed and possibly ate at least one human child. With that in mind, it's not surprising that forces would gather to cage or destroy him. Among them was shaggy, wild-eyed Dr. Rolf Hendrick, the United States Defense Department. Ha! He spits. A more apt title would be the Department of Defeat. That cutting wit has been unleashed because Doc Cybernetic Super Soldier was rejected by the military, owing to one tiny malfunction. But Dr. Hendrick sees an opportunity. The Brute has taken refuge upon a wrecking ball high above the ground. With police and workmen surrounding the scene, the doctor sends his cyber warrior into play. At first, Doomstalker, despite his ultra appearance and ominous name, seems to play the superhero. "I can halt your enemy," he tells the assembled policemen, "and there will be no risk to your lives. I ask only the opportunity to save lives." Unfortunately, he experiences a major mood swing almost immediately. You cannot stop me, he informs the same officers, as you will soon learn. Doomstalker confronts the brute on the wrecking ball, leading to one of the most absurd exchanges ever uttered, with any seriousness in any comic ever, as the brute claims dominion over his perch by screaming, "My ball!" Doomstalker replies, "No, you poor ignorant brute, the ball is mine, as all else upon the earth will be." A terrific battle is undertaken, and Doomstalker smack-talks his way through every second of it. Piteous creature, he barks, though your strength is beyond a normal human's, it is useless against power such as mine. One electronic eye zap later, and the brute plummets to the ground. Posed triumphantly on the wrecking ball, Doomstalker jeers at the crowd. "There, officers of the law, I've done your job for you," he adds. "I demand compensation." That being obedience to Doomstalker under threat of destruction. Unfortunately, the brute was canceled, and Atlas Seaboard collapsed soon thereafter, precluding any resolution to the storyline. Like Doomstalker and the Wrecking Ball, we're all left hanging.
Mm-hmm. Pain.
Ooh.
The
Ooh,
pain.
Ooh, I say. Ooh. Ooh. Maybe it's better we didn't get her. Maybe it's better. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is this week's and in perhaps a timely conclusion to this year of the Legion of Regrettable Supervillains.
Just go
put the tome back in the tomb. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as we promised for your holiday enjoyment. Yes, yes, yes. Sit back and relax. As we go back, why are we doing this again? our sponsors paid for it. Oh, good Lord. Okay, Matt, they want us in the kitchen, too. They want us to help out.
Well, you can reach it. I can't.
Well, you can, oh, good Lord. I got to go help. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Holiday Chef is here to help us prepare a holiday turkey. I don't know why we're doing this again.
Subject of pain?
I guess I don't know. Oh, okay. Hello, everybody. We're going to cook a turkey again. Yes, yes. We purchased a turkey. We have everything ready, the trimming and the stuffings. Why am I here? Why? First, we purchased it. Oh, yes. You have wine out again. No. No. Oh, hush now. Let's have a little drink to celebrate. Oh, that's lovely. Let's have another. No. You've had two drinks already. I've had seven. Oh, good Lord. No, no, no. Now we're going to stuff the turkey. Man, she's putting wine in the turkey. Now where were we? Stuff the turkey. Have another glass of wine. Yes, now we put turkey in the oven. Oof. Isn't that lovely? Yes, yes. Okay, now what do we do? Oh, relax and have a glass of wine. Yes, yes. You have one with her. No, I'm good. She's drinking from the bottle. She's drinking from the bottle. Okay, what's the next step? We're going to speed this up for time. What's next? Oh, we turked her beastie. This is just like the last time. I think she just used an excuse to get drunk. Oh, turking the beastie. Yes, turking the beastie. Turking the beastie. That's not. What the hell does that mean? Oh, here we go. Now wine of glass, another get. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we have to hunt for the meat thermometer. Oh, she said that right. Holy shit. Holy mackerel. Oh, glass yourself another pour of wine. What? Oh, now we bake the wine for four hours, I tell you. We have to bake the wine. Yes, bake the wine. We have to make sure the wine is nice and baked. What the? Man, I don't even think she could see straight. Now we take the oven out of the turkey. You go set the table. Get the table. I'm going to go get the table ready. Oh, I need some more wine. I seem to be out of it. Yeah, of course you are, because you're drunk off your ass. Oh, I found a case. I found a case of wine. I'm so happy. Oh, fuck. Like, she needs a case of wine? What are you doing? You're pouring wine over the turkey. Oh, look at these lovely candles. Holy shit, she set the turkey on fire. She set the turkey on fire. Oh, no, you've ruined the turkey. It's on fire. No, think of it like this. Turkey flambé. Oh, I love it. Turkey flambé. Turkey flambé. You've set it on fire. Madge, she's grabbing cherries and marshmallows and putting on top of the turkey. This is ridiculous. Oh, this is going to be lovely. Oh, you're going to put it back in the oven now? No, no, we're just going to let it sit there now. Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. Here come the intern bots. They're joining in. They're dancing around it. What is this, a sacrifice? What the hell are we having? Isn't somebody going to get the fire extinguisher? They're roasting marshmallows around the turkey now. You guys are ridiculous. Who programmed you guys? Get me out of the kitchen. I'm just glad we're off for 2 weeks. I need a vacation from this place so bad. I wish I could do Charlton Heston's voice. It's a madhouse. It's a fucking madhouse. Oh, just one more thing. We have to turk to Carvey. Did you hear that? She just hit the floor.
Yep.
Well, good. Well, good. We have bottles of wine open up top here. She's on the floor. Oh, good fucking Lord. She has a crazy straw. She's drinking in the morning. I've had it. I'm out of the kitchen. I'm done. That's it. She made a new recipe, turkey flambé. It's not turkey on fire anymore. It's just turkey flambé. There you go, folks. Turkey flambé. There you go. I hope you're all happy. You have anything to say for yourself? Who hired her back?
I don't know.
You did this. Oh, there you go. Mordecai's getting Master of Evil, AIM, League of Shadows. Okay, fine. We'll mention them next year. Okay. She can't see sideways either. Okay. When I said she can't see straight, she can't see sideways either. Well, we have a lot to look forward to in 2023. Mm-hmm. We're finally going to start our monthly Fast and the Furious, mm-hmm. events. We're going to start our new D&D 5th Edition campaign in Greyhawk. I'm trying to think what else. I think that's it. And those two events alone are going to be pretty exciting. So if anybody wants to join in on those, get in touch with me. Like I said, we're not going to be on next week or the week after, because Christmas and New Year's Day are the day before the show. We just want to take a couple weeks to rest and relax and just enjoy the holidays. The tree is up. Decorations are up. Everything looks lovely. I mean, the lights in the satellite, I mean, I think you can see them to Alpha Centauri from here. So, I mean, God, I mean, I told the intern about to decorate. I gave him I showed him the lights. I mean, they didn't just use like those LED lights. I mean, they set up, I mean, they put an extra generator up for this thing. I mean, it's just, I know we have extra power to spare, but this is just crazy. Oh, you got the power of a new. You have the power of a neutron star lighting up the holiday decorations. Seriously? Oh, that won't be bad at all. Nice to know you have a containment field for it. So, there we go. All right. Well, we got a few minutes left. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in this year. Without you guys, it would just be me and Mad Viking talking to ourselves. You guys rock. We do this all for you guys. In our absence for the next 2 weeks, catch up on your reading, comic books, superhero novels. Catch up on all those shows you should have been watching. I know I got a few shows to catch up on. Try and watch those superhero movies. Remember, Black Adam, it's on HBO Max. I still haven't had time to watch it yet. I got a few shows to catch up on, like Andor, The War of the Rings, The Power of the Rings, stuff like that. Just a few shows. Enjoy the holidays with your family or your loved ones. And most importantly, have a happy and a merry and a safe holiday season. If you're Jewish, Hanukkah's, I think, the second night. Christmas is this weekend. And most importantly, have a happy and a safe new year. And we'll see you guys on the 9th of January.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when we'll be back.
Hopefully not buried in snow, because that's where they're saying New York's going to get hit.
Yeah, they're saying it's going to be a very bad, a very, very cold, it's supposed to be a very cold Christmas and a very snowy winter season, so. And just be safe. Anything you'd like to say in closing? Oh, we have 90 seconds left, Matt. Anything you'd like to say in closing besides jump and CH? No, you have to jump. You have to jump.
Oh, I have to do have to jump. Okay. There you go. I jump.
Okay.
Now, like I said, the new stream for Dawn Radio is dawnradio.dj-fritz.com. And I'll be broadcasting The Greatest Generation. And say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, Gracie. We still got 60 seconds left. The Greatest Generation podcast is up next on the new Dawn Radio website. Dawn Radio, what, all that stuff you said. I can't.
DawnRadio.dj-fritz.com.
Right. Go to Fritz. Fritz has it. Enjoy the holiday specials coming up. Enjoy whatever else you got to do for the holidays. It's this weekend. I can't believe Christmas is right around the corner. Holy mackerel. But have a good one, folks. Enjoy it. Enjoy the special. And finish your Christmas shopping. We're going to do that right after the show. We got 10 seconds left. We'll see you in 2023, because 2022 was just as horrible. It was just a horrible year. But we'll make the most of it in 2023. We'll see you next year. Enjoy, everybody. You guys rock. We love you all. We'll see you for another awesome year. Oh, and Chris and Kringle just showed up at the end of the show. Wonder if he's giving gifts out. Yeah, you showed up late. Oh, well. Better late than never. Crap, missed the show. Throw some gifts out to people. Throw some gifts out to people.
And that's
just
it.
Like the parade, he shows up, and just like the parade, he shows up at the end.
All right.
Well, thank you, sir, for helping out once again this year, making an awesome show. Happy 2022, and here's to a happy 2023. Make the show better, and go do the Greatest Generation podcast.
All right.
And I'll see you Wednesday night for Bunny Movie Night. Do we know what movie ahead of time?
Nope.
Oh, they don't tell you ahead of time? Okay.
Nope.
Yeah. Fine. Okay. See you then. Ending the show. Ending 2022 in 3, 2, 1. We'll see you next year, 2023, January 9th. Good night, everybody.